Excuse me. You're not going to smoke that, are you? Marcus closed his eyes. He hated the construction. He always wanted to reply with equal grammatical perversity. Yes, I'm not going to smoke that. No, I am going to smoke that. Excuse me. I said you're... Yes, I heard you the first time, said Marcus softly, turning to his right to see the speaker with whom he shared a single armrest, each two chairs being assigned only one between them in the long line of moulded plastic. Is there a reason why I shouldn't? Irritation vanished at the sight of his interlocutor, a slim, pretty Asian girl with an alluring gap between her front teeth, army trousers and a high ponytail, who was holding in her lap, of all things, a copy of his collaborative pop science book of last spring with the novelist Surrey T. Banks, Time Bombs and Body Clocks, Adventures in Our Genetic Future. Yes, there's a reason, asshole. You can't smoke in Heathrow, not in this bit of it. And you certainly can't smoke a fucking pipe. And these chairs are welded to each other, and I've got asthma. Enough reasons? Marcus shrugged amiably. Yes, more than. Good book. This was a new experience for Marcus, meeting one of his readers. Meeting one of his readers in the waiting lounge of an airport. He had been a writer of academic texts all his life, texts whose audience was tiny and select, whose members he more often than not knew personally. He had never sent his work off into the world like a party popper, unsure where the different strands would land. Pardon? Don't worry, I won't smoke if you don't want me to. I was just wondering, is it a good book? The girl screwed up her face, which was not as pretty as Marcus had first thought, the jawline a tad too severe. She closed the book, she was halfway through, and looked at its cover as if she had forgotten which book it was.